Praise the Lord, this is Tony Alamo, and this is tape number 33 on eating and drinking life and power. Amen?
Amen.
Because the life of God living in us is His grace, His power in us as well. Okay, so let's all go up to the throne of the Lord to ask the Lord to bless this service. Father God, we thank and praise your holy name for the power you've given us in your word. Lord, we thank you for the air that we breathe, when we breathe in you, the Ruach, the Neema, the Spirit, the wind, the breath. Lord, we thank you for these things, and we know that your Spirit is incorporated within your word, your breath is incorporated within your word, the Neema, the Ruach is in your word, and we need to breathe that word in, Lord, which is the Spirit of life and the Spirit in order to be able to resist the devil, our enemy, your enemy, and ours. Father God, open up every heart, soul, mind to receive the food, the manna, the water of life, the air of life, the breath of life into their spirit, into their hearts. We ask it in Jesus' mighty name, and everyone says, Amen.
Amen.
All right, let's begin. Let's read 2 Timothy 3:16 first.
All Scripture is given by inspiration of God.
Yeah, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God because it was breathed into them. Amen?
Amen.
And doesn't it say that after Jesus met with his disciples on the evening of his resurrection, he resurrected in the morning, but he visited his disciples in the evening, and he breathed the breath of life into them. Amen?
Amen.
But Peter especially was not converted. Amen?
Amen.
So he breathed into them life. Okay, and so we have to breathe in life also. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, now, so read this. It's all given by inspiration because the prophets of the Lord never wrote what they wanted to, but they were inspired by the Lord. The Lord breathed those words into them. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, now read it. Read it back. Start again.
All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
Yes, and it says in another place, in Peter, he says that all Scripture was also given by inspiration. Amen?
Amen.
Because holy men of God were moved as the Holy Spirit moved upon them. Amen? And they Amen. Wrote what he said and what he breathed into them. Amen?
Amen.
That's what the Lord, I didn't realize what he did to me when he first talked to me in the office in Beverly Hills, but his breath just came and told me things to say. His voice told me those things. He breathed what I had to do. And he said that if I wasn't going to do it, that he was going to do something else to me, all right? That means pinch my nose so I couldn't breathe anymore and my lips, and then I would be in hell. Amen?
Amen.
Or thou shalt surely die. Isn't that something? All we need to do is get our lips and our nose pinched, and that's it. How frail we are. Amen?
Amen.
Oh. What fools these mortals be. Amen?
Amen.
How frail we are. Okay, keep going.
The breath of life entering into the dry bones to accomplish God's purpose.
Right. And what is God's purpose? Everybody dummies up. Isn't it that this army that was filled with the breath of God, or these bones became an army, they stood up on their feet and became a great army to fight against God's enemy, right?
Yes.
Well, who is God's enemy?
Devil.
He is the devil? He's also the tempter, isn't he?
Yes.
To fight the tempter. And that's what the Lord wants, his power in us for us, so that we can fight temptation. That we can fight the tempter. No other reason. because there's no testimony of the Lord unless we defeat the tempter every day in front of people. Amen?
Amen.
We have, that's what the Lord, He keeps us as His habitation. He wants to habitate in us, or to dwell in us, to show the world that we cannot be tempted. Because He wants to defeat the tempter in us. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, now, and yes, the tempter is the devil. And if you want to see who it is, look in the mirror. Because that's who you have to defeat first, is your flesh, the devil. And people that are, you know, prone to follow after their flesh, they say, why don't you like me after they're sinning on a daily basis? Why don't you do what I want to do? Because you get defeated by the tempter all the time. You get defeated by God's enemy and your enemy on a daily basis, and therefore no one can love a godly person that is defeating the devil every day. Cannot love anyone that is a weakling, that lies down for the devil and lets God's enemy, the tempter, defeat them. The Bible says, yield not unto temptation, amen?
Amen.
But resist the tempter, the devil, amen?
Amen?
And he will flee from you. You don't have to sin. The devil never makes anybody sin. He just tempts you, and you willingly do it, or else you resist him. You become one of the army that once was dry bones that raises up as an army, one army of God, to resist the tempter. Amen?
Amen.
To show the world that God is really in you. Because the Bible says that the devil is going to and fro. He's laboring day and night to tempt you. Now, if he forced you to do something, if he had the power to force you to do something evil, well, then God couldn't blame you very much for that. But he has no power to make you do that, because the power of God in you is more powerful than the tempter. Amen?
Amen.
And that's the first thing that God showed us through Jesus, is that the Spirit drove him up to be tempted of the tempter, the devil. Amen?
Amen.
And did Jesus get tempted? No, he defeated God's enemy. Amen?
Amen.
And that's when you are a person of the Lord, is when you yield not to temptation. Because the whole reason for God dwelling in you is to not sin, not do what the devil is tempting you to do, not doing what the tempter is tempting you to do. That's what it's all about. Amen?
Amen.
And if you are not tempted, then you're one of the risen dry bones. You're one of the army of God, which is one army. And if you say, well, the messages are helping, the messages don't help you. The Spirit of God that you breathe in, everyone knows if you're a victor, if you've got victory in Jesus, is if you don't yield to temptation, if you go and sin no more. So the battle, the reason for being saved, is to defeat God's enemy and your enemy by not letting the devil tempt you, to resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Amen?
Amen.
Because the power of God in you is mightier than he that is in the world. Amen?
Amen.
And we can do all things, chiefly to resist the tempter. If God be in us, who? All the devil, the tempter, and all of his tempters cannot cause us to sin. Oh, but the devil is telling you, but won't you miss my temptations? Well, you that will miss being tempted into doing evil will not be in heaven. Because the only thing you're called to do is defeat the devil. Defeat the tempter. Okay, now start from the beginning.
The breath of life entering into the dry bones to accomplish God's purpose.
His purpose is to defeat, and for his army to defeat the devil. And all the devil does is tempts. Right? And how is he tempting today? Through television, through magazines, through the air. He's the prince of the air. He comes to you with all sorts of ideas, scenes, bags, trips, and you go for it. And why doesn't somebody of the Lord like somebody that is a defeated person that hasn't got the Spirit of God in them? If you have the Spirit of God, you come against Satan in the Spirit of life. Amen?
Amen.
So that you can retain life, so that you can continue in the Lord, defeating Satan to the end. Well, can't we just sin once? No, once you let the tempter defeat you, then God's enemy has convinced you that you shouldn't serve the Lord on a continuous basis. Oh, I see sad faces. Because you like to sin, huh? Well, of course, the Lord lets you, and that's on you at the judgment bar. Okay, read from the top again.
The breath of life entering into the dry bones to accomplish God's purpose. The dry bones needed another fulfilled prophecy that the breath of life could enter into them.
Right, because dead people are of no value. People that don't have the Spirit of life to defeat Satan are of no value. They're dead. They're still dead. So in order for you not to be dead anymore, you have to have the Spirit of life in you. So Ezekiel had to prophesy to the four winds. Amen?
Amen.
That breath could enter in them. That Ruach, Nehemiah, the Spirit of God, the Spirit that hates the devil, will enter into you. Now, if you don't hate the devil, then the Spirit of God is not in you. If you don't have a vengeance against him who is trying to tempt your soul to go into hell, if you don't hate him, then you don't have the Spirit of the Lord in you. Okay? Because the Spirit of the Lord hates Satan. It's Satan that caused everyone in the world to have to die, and you still love him. It's Satan that caused even Christ to have to come and die, and God hates him because he had to send his only begotten Son into this world to die. And then you love Satan? Even though God himself had to come and die? How could you not know that you're an enemy of God? You reprobate. He that sinneth is of the devil, doesn't the Bible say?
Amen.
John said that, amen?
Amen.
So he that sinneth is of the tempter. They love to be tempted. They love to live in sin. Okay, keep going.
Ezekiel prophesied again, quote, "And the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army." Ezekiel 37:10.
Read it.
"So I prophesied as he commanded me." And
from the Bible. This is from the Bible, so that you know I'm not lying. Okay, go ahead.
"So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them."
I say, I've only written 3.5 pages, and I don't think we've gone through the half page yet, huh?
No.
It's a good thing I didn't write more, right? Then what? Because you wouldn't be able to retain it. All, then what? Just a lot, you know. You can just take one paragraph or one, even one verse in the Bible, and you can really get a lot of power out of it. Amen?
Amen.
It's truth. Okay, so try it again.
"So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood upon their feet, an exceeding great army."
Great army. Big. Great means big. Right, then what?
"First the bones became a body, then the breath came..."
Yeah, like Adam became a body first, but still there was no life in him. And we're born into the world the first time, which is we're born into the world in the flesh. But then we need the four winds to be prophesied to. We need to pray for everybody in the world that God will send the four winds and breathe the breath of life into everybody. Amen?
Amen.
That's what you need to pray. Amen?
Amen.
Why? So that they can have the power of God in them to resist their flesh, the devil. If ever the devil was born without a pair of horns, it was you, Jezebel. It was you. Amen?
Amen.
Look in the mirror. You want to see the devil? Don't look in there with the innocent look. Look the way you really are, you know, like the face of a weasel. Amen?
Amen.
The flesh is of no value, the Bible says, right?
Amen.
But the Spirit bringeth forth life. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
"First the bones became a body, Then the breath came in.
Yeah, just like us. We're all bodies, but we need the breath to come into us so that we can be alive in the Lord with the power to resist God's enemy and our enemy, the devil. It's just that simple, isn't it? If we do that, then we fought a good fight. Fought a good fight against what? Temptation. Amen?
Amen.
That's what the whole fight is about. Well, I have to fight the devil. When he comes to, you know, they just say, I'm going to stab him. Stab yourself. Amen? With that, you know, you're shaking your fist. Go to the mirror and shake your fist at yourself. Right?
Right.
Because that's where the devil is. Amen?
Amen.
So the whole fight is against the tempter. Now, if you beat the tempter, you've got it made. But you can't fight the tempter unless the wind, the breath, the neema, the life of God is living in you. And some people look so sad because they know they're not going to do that. They like to just do whatever their flesh wants to do. They yield to temptation. Therefore, they become God's enemy. There's no telling what they'll do. Whatever the devil hits them, they might go ahead and have somebody put to death that's in the house of God. Because they're servants of their flesh, the devil. You put some pressure on them, and their true character comes out. Put pressure on them, let them go through some fire, and man, they come out of this closet real fast. They'll betray the people of the Lord. They'll betray the Lord. Okay, then what?
First the bones became a body, then the breath came into the bones, and they lived.
Lived! They're alive! Are you alive? If you're dead in your sins and trespasses, you're dead. You need the wind, the breath of life, the Spirit of God to enter into you so that you can defeat yourself. You can defeat the tempter. You can defeat the power that Satan has over your flesh. You're the one that you have to fight. If you can beat yourself, if the Spirit of God is in you to resist temptation, there is no other bigger battle. That's the battle. That's the biggest one, and I preached this message over 35 years ago. Any of you that were in the church 34 years or 30 years, you've heard me preach this before, haven't you?
Yes.
Didn't you ever hear me tell you to look in the mirror?
Yes.
If you want to see the devil? Amen?
Amen.
Okay, it's the same thing, isn't it?
Yes.
And that's the truth. Okay, then what?
When they stood up, they became an exceeding great army to fight the spiritual battle for God.
And what is that battle? The spiritual battle for God. Paul says, I fought a good fight. I finished the course. I didn't let the devil tempt me any more than Jesus did. Amen? I fought myself and the devil. I beat my flesh black and blue that I might not sin. Amen? That's the fight. Do you know any other fight? Do you think the Pope bothers me? You know what? That stinking devil wants me to sin. Amen? Thou shalt not die, Tony. You've done so many good things for the Lord. If you just fudge a little bit today, that'll be fine. No, it won't. Right?
Right.
Some people sin every day. The devil hits them and they just go ahead blindly doing what he says. Their flesh, there's no power to resist temptation in them. I finished the course. I fought a good fight. Therefore, there's a crown laid up for me. I never sinned. Jesus said it. He commanded, go and sin no more. Don't let the devil tempt you anymore. Give no place to the devil, to the tempter. Amen?
Amen.
No place. That means zilch, zero place to the tempter. Amen?
Amen.
But resist the tempter, and he will flee from you. So you need the life, the wind, the breath. You need to breathe in God every day. Amen?
Amen.
Right, Desiree? Hello? Right, she says. Good. Right, everybody?
Amen. Yes.
In other words, you're chaff. Oh, God, we don't like you putting it in that kind of a way, Tony. Why you like to kick me in the spleen, Tony, the devil says all the time. It hurts. Well, I made a promise to the devil a long time ago that he did things to me, and he just kept tormenting me. And I said, every time you torment me, I'm going to give it to you thousands of times more. I'm going to really fix your wagon, you weasel. But the only way that you can do that is just to put your flesh under subjection. Amen?
Amen.
Because that's where he's getting you. The Pope doesn't bug me. Prison doesn't bug me. He knows that. He tries to get to your flesh, and that's the easiest battle, and that's the one that he got to Eve with. And so the first thing that the Lord wanted to prove to all of us was that Jesus was in his flesh, and he went up on the Mount of Temptation, and he was tempted, and he didn't yield to temptation. So that was the first battle, and the most important one, is that you don't do what the devil is telling you to do. People say, the devil made me do it. Well, you're gone then. You're supposed to do what the Lord, you're supposed to let the Lord make you do things. Amen?
Amen.
You're supposed to get the power of God in you to overcome. And what is it that we overcome? We know that we've overcome the tempter, the wicked one. Why? Because we keep God's commandments. When the devil comes to us, we don't let him tempt us. Amen?
Amen.
Keeping God's commandments is not yielding to temptation. That's all it is. And we know the law says what sin is, and so when he comes to with that sin, we don't yield to it. Some people look sad because they just figure, it's not in my will to be an overcomer. But heaven is only filled with overcomers. And they that overcame, amen?
Amen.
Overcame by what? The blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. The devil comes to you and says to sin, and the word comes out of you, I will not sin. That's my testimony. Okay, Satan? Praise the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
The word of my testimony is the word of God. Amen?
Amen.
I overcome by coming against Satan or anything. I have to answer according to the way the Lord says. Do you capisce? Huh? Yes. Okay, then what?
The bones became the army fighting the battle against temptation.
That's what the whole thing's about, man. Fighting the battle of temptation. The Lord gave that to me. I praise and thank the Lord for that. Amen?
Amen.
That's what it's all about. Then what?
And later they became the habitation for God's dwelling to
its... If you fight against temptation, will the Lord become... You become a habitation for the Lord, a living place for God. He's not going to live in anybody or habitate in people or tabernacle with anyone that's letting the devil tempt, where they're yielding to the tempter every day. If you were God, would you want to live in a weak, careless, evil, wicked person like that?
No.
No, he wants to dwell in strong, in those that are strong for God. Amen?
Amen.
Those that have the spirit, the breath, they've risen up because of the breath of God is in them. They rose up from the dead, and they are now fighting temptation. There's no other battle. Even when the Pope or the armies of the world come against you and they say, now, we're going to send you to prison if you don't lie about Tony or one of the other Christians. Oh, okay, I'll lie for him. You've yielded to temptation, amen?
Amen.
Or if you don't cover for the church, for the people of the Lord. Even a common harlot in the Bible, in the Old Testament, she covered for those spies, didn't she? The Jewish spies? She covered for them. She didn't sell them out like a Judas or a phony. Somebody that's trying to exalt themselves. I did this last night, or I did that, bragging to people. You're a traitor. Disobedient. How could anybody love you but the devil? And the devil doesn't even love you. When you do what the devil does, he loves it because he knows he's destroyed you. Then what?
And later they became the habitation for God's dwelling to express God.
Yeah, so that he can express himself in you. He can't express himself to a person that yields to temptation. You're no expression of God because the whole world yields to temptation. You're no different than the world. You're a demon-possessed person. You're possessed by the spirit of Satan rather than the spirit of the Lord, because the breath, the spirit of God in a person, fights the good fight against temptation. Amen?
Amen.
And they win every time, because the power of God is stronger than Satan. Amen?
Amen.
The Lord has already defeated the devil. He's a defeated foe. And this world is condemned, and the devil is condemned, and all those that yield to temptation are condemned. Unless you begin strengthening yourself by breathing in the Lord and fighting temptation, God's enemy and yours, then what?
The army is for the dominion over God's enemy, the tempter.
The army is for to have dominion over God's enemy, the tempter. Make sense?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, our scholars say. Then what?
And we who are
okay,
God.
Okay, so is it more important to know the Word than to know the Lord?
No.
You don't have to know the Word. All you got to know is the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Because I'll tell you one thing. I knew the Lord, and I didn't know any of the Word, but I overcame temptation that night when my secretary wanted to do something with me. I told her, get thee hence. Get away from me. I'm not doing that. I knew the Lord. I resisted the devil. Okay? And I didn't know any words from the Lord except what he told me in that office. But I knew that sin was wrong. And I knew I had to resist it because I knew that God was terrible. And I know that hell is horrible. You have no idea unless you know the Word of God. The whole war is against the tempter. You want to eat that, breathe that, receive that? Well, the Lord knows that if you've breathed it in and you've received it, you're no longer going to let the devil hit you with every wind of doctrine, and that you're going to be strong. That's why the Lord gives people the baptism of the Holy Spirit, so that this mighty roaring wind comes down and enters into you and makes you fit for the war, makes you fit for the battle, makes God have the day rather than the tempter. We go out on the field like those knights of armor, and we've all armored with the full armor of God, and we've got our shield, and the day belongs to the victor. Well, the devil comes our way, and as he did Jesus, and tells us to do something so contrary to God, and the Lord says, get thee hence, Satan. You can't force me to do anything. He told him to jump, but he didn't have to. But some people, the devil comes and says, jump, or take a needle, get out of this life, you've got aches and pains, or take a hike down the highway because some person doesn't love you because you're so satanic. Well, you better get right with the Lord, because the one that you should worry about loving you is the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Not some piece of flesh. Make sense?
Yes.
Okay, then what?
The army is for the dominion over God's enemy, the tempter, and we who are God's dwelling place.
Hallelujah! Amen?
Amen.
Isn't it good to know how to fight the devil?
Yes,
don't be tempted, and you won the battle. Amen?
Amen?
You've won over the tempter. Isn't that simple?
Yes.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
The Lord gives us his word. Amen?
Amen.
Everything is the devil tempted this person to do this, and he tempted to do that. You know, you get thrown into a fire someplace, and you're tempted to do something. You can get out of the fire if you'll just do this. You can get out of prison if you'll rat out somebody. Tell lies about him. Yeah, but if I lie about him, Satan, then I'm going to go to hell, because no liar shall enter the kingdom of heaven. Amen?
Amen.
And if I don't care about my fellow man, I don't care if they think I'm a Christian or know I'm a Christian, I'm bold to be demonic. You people, anybody that would lie against a brother or sister and then walk around exalting yourself or and not even caring that they know you're a demon-possessed person? Why, hell is the only fit place for you. Amen?
Amen.
God, there's none of those in heaven. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
The army is for the dominion over God's enemy, the tempter, and we who are God's dwelling place are for the expression of God, the image of God.
And how do we express God? Is not be tempted. Amen?
Amen.
Because anyone that can't be tempted, everybody knows you're of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
They think it's strange that you don't go along with their evil ways. Don't they?
Yes.
Why don't you just do this and that? The owner of Cashbox Magazine says, why don't you get back in the industry? You know you love the music industry and all that. And I says, well, I love the Lord a lot more than the music. And what good is music going to do me if I'm standing before the judgment bar of God and my soul is lost? Reprobates love to, and lesbians and homosexuals love to do those evil acts. But what good is that going to do them when they're standing before the judgment bar of God? They're just going to burn. Some people love money. What good is money going to do you? There's very wealthy people dying every day, and they can't take their riches with them, and there's always some weasel that they have to leave it to, if it's a weasel, that's going to just take their earnings that they work so hard for. Just look at this guy, Ray Kroc, that started McDonald's. Then he took another man's wife, and he was worth about $1 billion, and then he died, and the money went to his wife, and here she is spending it with a smile on her face, and she doesn't realize that she needs to have the breath of life in her, too, you know? And we don't want to condemn him, because the Lord came to save sinners. Amen?
Amen.
And how do we get him saved? We tell him, don't yield to temptation anymore. Get the spirit of power, God's grace, his power, the breath of life in you, and just don't do what the devil is tempting you to do, because he never forces anybody to do anything. It would not be any victory if he forced you to do it. It would be no victory for him. The victory is that he suggests to you, and then he waits, and in hopes that you're going to listen to his suggestion. And then when you do, he sits on a fence and claps his hands and rolls on the grass with ecstasy because he caused you to fall into hell. Then what? And then you're wide open for God to take you, or he might kill you, the devil, because he knows that if you're not covered with the blood of Jesus and filled with the Spirit, that if your life goes, then you're in hell forever. That's his victory. And the victory that the Lord has is that somebody gets saved by his existence in you, and they see you resisting the devil, and that you're bold as lions. Amen?
Amen.
And that's what, again, I've said this before, but the people in prison stated that it wasn't so much what I said, but what I did. Because there's all kinds of people preaching a partial gospel, and they preach a lot of the right thing too, just like the Pharisees. But they don't do what the Lord says, and so they're nothing but chaff, goats. What good is it to know what to do and then not do it? Amen?
Amen.
Oh, mercy me. Worried faces, worried faces. Then what?
Through the breathing in of the Spirit, God is able to express himself through us, and his enemy, the tempter, is defeated. Ezekiel prophesies twice in chapter 37. The first time he prophesied to the bones, and the second time to the wind. First he prophesied to the dead ones, and secondly he prophesied to the Spirit.
Oh, he prophesied to the wind. It means he's prophesying to the Spirit. And that's what we need to do, is say, oh Lord, oh four winds, oh Spirit of God, give life to this dead person myself. Put life in me. Give me a purpose. Make my purpose be to defeat the tempter every day. Amen?
Amen.
Lord, you're the power. You're the honor, the power, and the glory. You're the life, you're the strength, you're the all power in heaven belongs unto you. Amen?
Amen.
Not only in heaven, but in earth. Amen?
Amen.
So, O breath, O four winds, blow upon me and blow upon the whole earth of dry bones everywhere and give them life. And let them stand up and be an army for you together, Lord, all in one unit, one purpose, to defeat Satan, to beat the devil. Amen?
Amen.
The tempter. Just let me be what you want me to be, Lord. A habitation for you. And I know that if I am tempted, that you're not going to live in me. That's the deal. Okay? That's what it is. Mun, yeah, that's what it is. Okay, then what?
The Lord commanded Ezekiel to prophesy a second time and say, quote, "Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain that they may live."
Yeah, everybody's slain by the devil in the world to do. We've got to prophesy to the Lord. How are we going to get all these people saved? How is anybody going to get those dry bones together and then for them to live and then stand up and live and be an army for God to resist the devil? We can't. We've got to prophesy to the Spirit, amen, to the winds, for God to do it, amen?
Amen.
Of course, we can preach the gospel and ask God to give the increase. We can sow the seed, and then we can water, and God gives the increase, amen?
Amen.
But we've also got to pray, amen?
Amen?
And we've got to fight the enemy of God and God's people. We've got to fight our flesh, our own will, our own way. And we have to make our way, our will be the will of the Lord, and our ways to be the ways of the Lord. Why? Because if you don't, you're going to be doing what the devil wants you to do, the tempter, and you're going to go to hell, into the lake of fire forever. So if it's not worth fighting for to go to heaven and stay out of hell, well, then you're a lost cause. And there's nothing I can say or do. I've delivered my soul unto you as Ezekiel did. Amen?
Amen.
To the people of Israel, and I to the world. And now the hot potato is in your hand. You have to do it or don't do it. I'm not required to do any more than that. You say, well, we're not going to listen to you. Well, that's not my concern. I've delivered my soul to you. Amen?
Amen.
Then what else?
Verse 9.
But don't ask me to love you or to keep you, because then you would be the devil trying to tempt me, and I'm not going for it. Don't try to tempt me into keeping you if you want to be a devil in this church. All right? Then what?
Ezekiel 37, verse 9. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God.
He's prophesying to the Holy Spirit of God. Come what?
Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these...
O Spirit of God, O breath, amen. O life, and breathe what?
And breathe upon these slain, that they may live.
All the people in the world, most of them are slain, amen. And if you got the love of God in you, and you're slain, dude, if you take your eyes off the Lord, you're going to sink right into hell. Now, Peter wasn't filled with the Spirit until after Jesus breathed the Spirit into him after his resurrection. And then Peter was filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit by the wind, a mighty wind with a mighty roaring sound on the day of Pentecost. Amen?
Amen.
With the other 120. Okay, go ahead.
Then the bones that were formed into a body received the breath of life. They stood upon their feet and were formed into an army to fight the battle against temptation for God.
There's no other battle. Name it. Is there another battle? Name it. Because if we do what the Lord says, we don't have to worry about prosperity. He feeds the sparrows, you know, the little birds, and clothes the lilies. Amen?
Amen.
Just do what the Lord says. We're not to take any thought of anything else. He'll provide everything else. Amen?
Amen.
You hear these people talking about prosperity, just send them money. No resisting temptation or anything. Just send money, and God will just provide, he'll multiply it back to you. Nothing in the Bible like that. There's the main thing is to have the Spirit of the Lord in you and fight temptation, the tempter. Amen?
Amen.
Then all things, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. What is his righteousness? Is to not be tempted. Amen?
Amen.
Don't be tempted and all things will be added unto you. Amen?
Amen.
Wow, we never looked at it from that angle. Well, that's what it says. Amen?
Amen.
That's what the Lord says, y'all. That's what he says. Okay, then what?
This gave God the justification to build them together.
Oh, read the line before.
Okay. They stood upon their feet and were formed into an army to fight the battle against temptation for God. This gave God the justification to build them together as his prized place to live, his habitation.
Yeah. If you're resisting the devil, then that justifies God living in you. He has no, there's no other justification for God living in you. He's not going to live in a disobedient person. He withdraws his spirit from a disobedient person. Hello? Then what? You must be receiving some Baptist doctrine or some other sort of Methodist or Catholic or Lutheran doctrine if you believe anything else. I tell you who you're believing. You're believing the tempter. Amen? Yeah, that's who you're believing, all right. The tempter. Then what?
The army of temptation fighters and the bones that were brought back to life fulfill God's double or twofold purpose. To deal with his enemy, the tempter. Two, this is how God expresses himself in his image, the church.
How does God express himself? By resisting the devil. Amen, the tempter. So if you're going to express God, you have to resist the tempter. That's all. That's how you express God. Amen?
Amen.
Y'all, that's how you express God. Amen?
Amen.
Isn't that deserve a hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Amen? Then what?
God's image and dominion over the tempter are achieved by the breathing in of the Spirit.
Yes. And, of course, when that happens, of course, the Spirit of God always resists temptation. Amen?
Amen.
All right, praise the Lord. This is Tony Alamo. Lord bless. See you next time.